Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Dar Jamal is a seasoned reporter who's been inside Fallujah during the bombardment in Iraq, been all over the Middle East, Palestine. He's in Syria right now in Damascus as the Israelis threaten to even bombard that country that's been groveling and licking their boots. He's got a sat phone, and we've been connecting with him, and it's breaking up his satellite phone. It's intermittent. We're trying to get a good connection with him. As soon as we do, we'll get him on. The hotel phone is even worse. Sounds like you're talking through 100 feet of water. So we'll work on getting Dar Jamal on. It's about 8 o'clock at night over there right now. We've got an hour and 59 minutes left in this transmission on this Friday edition. We'll be sure to get him up for you sometime. Were you able to connect with him now? Yeah, we keep redialing the satellite phone, and he answers, and he can intermittently hear us. If you're able to hear him, if you're able to get through, just tell him we're going to put him up, and he can give us a statement. He's there. We've got the reports he's been writing up on Infowars.com right now. Wide open phones today. Any news item, any issue, any story you want to talk about, anything you want to cover, you're welcome to join us. Right now, let's go ahead and talk to Eric in Boston. Eric, you're on the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Alex. Good day to you.
Thank you. What's up?
I was just bringing up some news. Maybe it's about a week and a half, 2 weeks old, but the big dig up in here. Well, I don't know if you heard about the guy going with his wife through the tunnel and the slab of concrete fell down on his car and crushed his wife to death.
More and more in the past we built good roads, we built good cars, we built, you know, good schools. Now everything is so mafia run, and by that I don't mean the classical mafia, I mean the real mafia, our government, that is just everything's falling apart there. What, it's like three or four times, I forget the cost it was supposed to cost, all the big toll roads going in, transponders, total police state.
Oh yeah, good old Bechtel. But the point that I was making is I'm watching the news that day, the night that it happened, and they're showing where the slab fell, and they have the police tape around it. They have the state police out there with a watch. They have the governor saying that it's declared a crime scene. All this stuff going on for one person. How come they didn't do that at Ground Zero? They couldn't wait to get that stuff out of there.
You can't do it, and you've got to lock it down with men with guns, say no photos. You've got to ship it away under guard.
That is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah, it was pretty sickening to see that. And then the icing on the cake is the guy is from Costa Rica, didn't speak a lick of English, and he doesn't want to sue anybody who is responsible. All he wants is for his family to come up from Costa Rica. So, you know, don't sue the people who are responsible and get the money from Bechtel, but, you know, take the money out of the taxpayers to bring his family up here and make them all legal citizens. I thought that was,
Yeah, they spin it into a worship of the illegal aliens, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And also, I just want to say, being a privileged member of Prison Planet TV, I saw the new Terror Storm when it came out, and it was excellent. I look forward to getting some hard copies. I know if it can wake Bruce Willis up, it'll wake just about anybody up. And it was really excellent. I enjoyed it very much.
Well, and Bruce told his director friend, Richard Linklater, that my film Martial Law woke him up and shifted his paradigm, and that he sees things differently and will watch who he supports in the future. We'll see if he comes out worshiping the New World Order again. We'll see if Bruce has really changed.
Yeah. But I recommend anybody out there who's not a member of Prison Planet, for under $6 a month, I mean, it's ridiculous not to be a member. It is a treasure trove of knowledge and all the great videos from you and your other people, and, I mean, the PDF books. I mean, it's excellent. Anybody who's not a member, I encourage them to go.
Well, on average, there's about 7 pieces of new media a week. Video, audio, all of it. And there's over 1,000 pieces total up there on the site right now, 2 years, 4 months in operation. It just gets bigger and better, and we're always expanding the servers and trying to make it even better for everybody. And, we got 3 different formats for download, 2 different bandwidths, 3 different formats. And so I'm glad you like PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you, sir. PrisonPlanet.tv funds so much of what we're doing. We thank you for the support. All right, we will come back and go to Steve, David, Tim, and others. 1-800-259-9231 is the number to join us on this open line Friday. We're waiting to connect with Dar Jamal in Syria.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sybil Edmonds, the big national security whistleblower. I posed the question to her. I got her to go further than she's ever gone. She's got gag orders against her. The evidence you've seen, the evidence out there, does it point towards criminal elements of the government being behind 9/11, 9/11 being an inside job? And she said, yes, it does. And I said, could you believe that they would carry something like that out? And she said, yes. She agreed with Daniel Ellsberg. So big headline there. We'll get a report out in text for you by this evening. You need to get that out to everybody in your area immediately. This is so vitally important, so that'll be up there by tonight. We were supposed to have Dar Jamal on. Of course, yesterday we could get a hold of him on the sat phone. He is a reporter that we've interviewed many times. He's been all over the Middle East, inside Fallujah and other war-torn cities. He's in Damascus, the capital of Syria, right now. And in the next hour and 50 minutes of broadcast we have left, we'll continue to try to get a hold of him. We've been able to connect many times, but he can't hear us. It's like, hello, hello, hello. So we'll see what happens with that. If not, we'll get him back to the hotel phone, try to get him on. If not, we'll do it on Monday. But we're going to have open phones throughout the rest of the broadcast unless Dar Jamal pops in with us, which may happen still. Israel's massing troops, calling up reserves, saying they may invade, take the bottom third, maybe half of Lebanon. This whole thing has been hyped to make in U.S. media like Israel's this poor little skinny 10-pound twerp fighting a 10,000-ton gorilla. In reality, it's a bunch of ragtag Palestinians and Lebanese and others in rogue groups fighting back with homemade rockets. These are homemade, And the media spins it. How dare them use this against civilians? Why a missile, a rocket hit that had some ball bearings in it? They've been dropping anti-personnel cluster bombs on areas of southern Lebanon. The Israelis have. I mean, now they're saying it could be as high as 4,000 munitions by the Israelis plus have been dropped in the last 2 weeks on their cities, blowing up entire apartment buildings, blowing up water treatment facilities, blowing up airports, blowing up fuel tank facilities, bombing bridges. And it's billed that what we're dealing with here is Israel defending itself. Israel kills women and children. We have photos on JonesReport.com of where they just pull people over, take them out of car, strip them down naked in the street, and blow their heads off. Where there's a father waving his hands innocently in Palestine, and with his little boy, and the little boy's blown away, and he's shot. And the Israelis go up smiling and stand by the dead bodies and take trophy photos. And, I mean, let's just get honest, folks. For the rabid subsect labor Zionists that have mutated into what you call right-wing Zionist crowd, which are the minority in Israel, but through the parliamentary system have been able to maintain control, 60%, right at 60 in major Israeli polls, are against what their government's doing, making it bad for everybody. But that doesn't matter, because you've got the radical Likudniks and others who've got laws in Israel where you're arrested if you're not Jewish and you date a Jewish girl or try to marry her. I mean, folks, that is racist. Why is that accepted in our media? I mean, that's like South Africa. They have all sorts of, we get mad at Mexico because they don't have extradition for death penalty cases when, you know, cop killers or gangbangers murder people and run to Mexico. I'm against that. I think they should be extradited here. Israel, you can kill 14 little kids and eat their guts on national TV and fly to Israel. They won't prosecute you. They won't do anything. So Israel needs to be criticized. They've gotten away with so much. They've been given so much support. And it's really gone to seed. And even Haaretz has reported that Israel is the bully in this. And the majority of the Jewish people are against what's happening. And just like George Bush is the figurehead for Christians, the Likudnik slash labor Zionist are the figurehead for Jews. And that's not right. That's not proper. That's not based in reality. And so I am not an enemy of the people of Israel. I'm not an enemy of them defending themselves, but they are not defending themselves. They are, because the globalists want a war for elections in Israel, elections coming up here, because they want weapon sales, because they want to continue the crisis. They are taking normal military activities. The Israelis are constantly grabbing whole families, torturing them, killing them, grabbing Palestinian fighters. The Palestinians are constantly blowing up innocent Jews and constantly grabbing people. This is ongoing. Why now are they hyping it? Well, we got the best coverage up on Infowars.com. We've been really focusing our main coverage on Infowars.com the last week on this Israel situation versus PrisonPlanet.com. We have the San Francisco Chronicle, where Israel brags that they've been planning an invasion of Lebanon for the last year. And this will be spun that, oh, well, you know, we always have war games and governments have to get ready. Certainly. No. They've been saying they were going to invade. They were kicked out in 2000. So this is all very, very serious. Because Bush told Iran that he was going to escalate things into full-bore attack and war and bombardments of over 200 sites in Iran by late July was the cutoff date that he set a month ago if they didn't basically follow orders and destroy their entire peaceful nuclear power plant program. And now, right on time, here is the late summer, early fall election surprise. And that's exactly what's happening, and the neocons are beating the drums. They're the current client management group over our government, but the big oil companies are more than happy. Crude oil at over $78 a barrel, their own internal memo saying they love it. basically using them as their client minions so that later the neocons can be removed like birdcage liner, and they'll take the blame for everything like a voodoo doll. They'll put it all on that, and then just, you know, the whole program moves on. We get Democrats in office, and they continue their attacks and warfare, and it takes a few years for people to figure out that they're bad, so we get Republicans back in, and it's really WWF stage wrestling. This global mob owns both the horses, both the fighters in the race. And people can't shift out of this and understand this. Democrats can't understand their party's totally bought and paid for by the globalists. Republicans can't, you know, get past the two-sided paradigm, the false paradigm, and realize it's all staged. And that Rush Limbaugh and Hillary Clinton are only different when it comes to rhetoric. All right, Kevin, come in here. You just came to the window of the studio and told me something's ready. Did you get Dar?
I got him at the hotel. They're calling him.
You got it at the hotel. We're calling him right now. Good. Let's jam a call in before we get Dar Jamal on. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve in New York. Steve, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I just wanted to thank God for guys like you, Steve Quayle, George Norrie, real patriots in this country. The issue I wanted to talk about, I don't mean to change gears, I'm sorry. I agree with everything you guys are saying about Israel, is if you want any proof of how everything is controlled, I mean, this is what they want us to think and what they want us to watch. And I haven't heard anyone mention this. I've been trying to get through coast-to-coast open lines all week, and I haven't been able to. Have you noticed that there hasn't been one hurricane? And we're now approaching the end of July. We've had two tropical depressions that petered out at like 30, 40-mile-an-hour winds.
And then we had a record hurricane season last year. The seas were even hotter this year.
Exactly.
In the South Atlantic and the Caribbean and the Gulf of Mexico. And so they were saying it was going to be even more record, and it hasn't been.
Yeah,
we know the government can create, control, and kill hurricanes. Does it mean that we haven't seen a bad season yet because they don't want their military pinned down so they can have a war in the Middle East? That's speculation. I don't know.
No, I don't know. But it's just funny. But it's just funny that nothing is going on while the whole North Korea thing and not this, and then, you know, no storms. If nothing was going on, they would have probably turned Beryl into a, you know what I'm saying? They would have probably turned that into a giant Category 5 storm. But that ended up being a...
Well, bottom line, we've had the father of weather weapons on, Stanford Research Institute, a bunch of mainstream newspapers, even Fox News picked up on it after we broke it here. We drive the news. I mean, it's a big responsibility. I can't believe it. But Fox News even, you know, did a big report on Ben Livingston. That's a report for PrisonPlanet.tv members, by the way, the only place you can get it. And about how they were killing hurricanes in the late 1960s. He, of course, was flooding all of Vietnam during their dry season with 10 feet of water in the Ho Chi Minh Trail. They have it. They can kill hurricanes. They could have killed Katrina and Rita, and they
absolutely
didn't. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Did we get Dar Jamal in this hotel yet? Okay, Kevin just ran in here and said he just got Dar. Did you try him? What did the hotel answer? And am I talking about the sat phone? Did you try the hotel phone? Well, we know that if the government is, if our government, NSA, England, Israel, the U.S., who all team up with these sabotage systems through the NSA, if anything's being jammed, it's been in mainstream news that they do jam press reports on telephones out of Iraq and out of Syria and out of Lebanon when there is military operations. So it's weird that we're able to call him from my office here. It could just be phone line connectivity, but we're unable to contact him and for him to be able to hear us from the network. This is really getting frustrating. We may have to do a phone patch. We've got a 1-800 line here. But if it is the government, they'll just jam that. This is so annoying. Probably isn't. It's probably just a technical thing. Just stay with us. Dar Jamal from Syria, if we're able to get him, coming up. I shouldn't even have tried this. We should have tested it more beforehand. But we didn't. It worked. So, c'est la vie. As they say, so is life. I mean, he's there in the middle of it, up close to the bombardments that are going on right up to the Syrian border. And Syria is the next big target, Israel has said. Neocons thumping their chest here have stated. We will cover it all coming up later. But individuals act like out there, you know, the people that support what Israel's doing, they act like, you know, we should all get involved in this and support it because Israel can't stand on its own. Israel is the 800-pound gorilla in the Middle East. 400 to 600 nukes, hundreds of attack cruisers and submarines and fighter bombers and a huge military and Abrams M1A tanks and attack drones and nerve gas and race-specific bioweapons brimming. It's like a giant flame-breathing porcupine bristling with armaments, blistered with armaments. And we all hear that we've got to go along with it.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it is possible to kill cancer without personal suffering, mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now, it's cancer's turn to die with Lays Med Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.laysmedinc.com or call 702-953-0267.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve Note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Create the Dream, the magazine for everyone who has a dream of making artisan quality soaps, candles, and herbal products, whether as a hobbyist or an aspiring small business owner. Create the Dream provides a wealth of innovative solutions and original ideas that will propel your craft to the next level. It's the ultimate insider's guide featuring comprehensive coverage of the topics affecting the industry. Create the Dream inspires and challenges readers and offers recipes, techniques, tips, and sources in every full-color issue. Create the Dream magazine is published quarterly and features 64 full-color pages with insightful articles and stunning product photography. Give yourself the gift of creativity. Subscribe today to Create the Dream magazine at createthedream.com. Plus, as a GCN listener, you'll save 10% off the subscription price. Just type Genesis, that's G-E-N-E-S-I-S, in the voucher area of your order page. Again, the website is www.createthedream.com. Create the Dream is a division of the Creative Concepts.
Dar Jamal, veteran combat journalist from the hardest fighting in Fallujah, Baghdad, all over the Middle East. He is very close to the border, just a few miles from where Israel has been bombing in northern Lebanon. He is in southern Syria. there just south of Damascus right now. We have him via the hotel phone. He's been out in the streets with his sat phone having problems. Dar, give us a report on what's happening, what's really behind this geopolitically, how the neocons tie in, and the true magnitude of the sustained two-week-long massive bombardment of Lebanon.
Right. Starting with just the current situation, it is an absolute catastrophe in Lebanon. The first thing that Israel has done, now having flown over 60,000 jet fighter missions over Lebanon, dropping bombs up and down the country, literally. Every major coastal city has been hit. Beirut has been absolutely hammered. Their first thing that they did after their two soldiers were captured by a Hezbollah raid just over their border was basically take out the Lebanese infrastructure. They have made it to where water and electricity are unavailable in most of the major cities in Lebanon now. They've killed well over 350 people at this point, well over 1,250 wounded just in Lebanon alone. Hezbollah has responded by firing many rockets, hundreds of rockets now, into northern Israel. They've killed at least 20 people there. But it is a catastrophe for the Lebanese people. Basically, the entire country of Lebanon is being collectively punished by the Israeli military.
Now, you're Lebanese, aren't you?
Absolutely. This policy, look at the... I'm sorry?
You're Lebanese, correct?
I'm sorry?
What is your background? I mean, just going from memory, aren't you Lebanese yourself, Dar?
I am of Lebanese descent. That is why I have an Arabic name. I do have cousins in there in Beirut. Nobody in my family, including myself, has heard from them since the bombing began, since the very first days of the bombing. So I'm, of course, very worried about them and have several friends in there as well and have had no word from any of them, and we're starting to expect the worst. So it is a catastrophe to watch the country where my great-grandparents came over to the United States from being bombed into oblivion by the Israelis as collective punishment. And I think what this is, because if we look at this Israeli response, this is something that's been planned for months in advance of what happened when Hezbollah took the two Israeli soldiers. It's very clear this plan has been in the works, and I've even heard Israeli military people recently say their stated goal is to basically reshape the Middle East in a way that will fit Israeli interests. And that's clearly what we're happening. This isn't just about Hezbollah. This is about certainly trying to take them out of the picture so they can't threaten Israel more. But I think this fits very well into the project of the new American century, where it very clearly between Israel and the U.S., the goal is to redraw the lines in the Middle East to protect the natural energy resources and to further U.S. and Israeli power in the region, and that's exactly what we're seeing. This is an expansion of Israel into Lebanon. They have troops massed on the border. We're expecting them to go into southern Lebanon at any moment. They've already launched many incursions into southern Lebanon, and really everyone here, especially in Syria, is afraid that this is likely to spread over here.
Dar, the controlled press is saying that there's over 400 dead. Israeli generals are saying don't count the dead as they level entire apartment buildings. Being there right, just miles from the bombs dropping and getting more news, near the source than we are, what's the real number, an estimation of dead reckoning of how many dead we've got in Lebanon?
Well, the absolute minimum number right now is 350, but that number is, I think you could probably easily add another third again onto that because there are many, many people missing. I mean, my personal example, I think I would like to cite where we have many, many cousins in Beirut. Nobody has heard from them since this began. And we're talking about 10 people. Just like that. How many other instances are there with so many people missing? We don't even have numbers right now on how many people total are missing, but absolutely for sure from the hospital, there's over 350 dead at this point, over 1,250 wounded, and I think for sure as this continues, it's guaranteed to continue at least another week, 10 days, we will be able to...
Dar, you're breaking up there at the end. When we come back, repeat what you had to say, and Israel looks like it's mashing for a full-scale invasion, saying they may invade and take a third of the country, quote, buffer. They've also made cryptic statements about attacking Syria. So give us your take on that when we return. Okay, Darth?
Okay.
Fantastic. There's about a 2-second delay, folks. He is very close to the war-torn area there in northern Lebanon. He's very close, a few miles from the border, where the bombs are dropping. Darth Jamal, veteran combat journalist, joins us. I'm Alex Jones, your host, right here, bringing you continual coverage from the front lines.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
September 11th, 2001 changed the world, and the world is now realizing that the official story of that infamous day just doesn't make sense. The overwhelming majority of Americans believe that there is a government cover-up, according to a CNN poll. 9/11 in plain sight. The director's cut is a compilation of unaltered news footage and photos from major networks and publications that raises questions that officials dare not ask, let alone answer. The worldwide firestorm of questions raised has forced some into a position of desperation damage control to keep this documentary from being seen or accepted by the masses. Why have these efforts been made to keep you from seeing this documentary and simply asking common sense questions? Find out. You must see 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut, and share it with as many people as possible. Call 877-817-9829 to order your copy. That's 877-817-9829. Unless these questions are answered honestly, the world could be plunged into a third world war. Stop this madness. Call 877-817-9829 today and order your copy of 9/11 in plain sight, the director's cut.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NBC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Darth Jamal, he got his bio, some of his great reports up on Infowars.com right now. That's the main site of all my sites, of my 8 sites. That's where we'll have continual coverage throughout this entire escalating conflict. You see, you have a military dictatorship government in Israel. They manipulate the Knesset. They stage events. They oppress even the Jewish people. The majority there are against all of this. It's a huge bully. It's Goliath picking on David, basically. Hezbollah is responding with rockets after major military bombardments. Our media spins that. And then you have evidence of Israel funding radical elements of Hezbollah in the past and founding Hamas. So that's all very, very suspicious as well. You have the Christians there being heavily bombarded when they're supposedly allies of the Israelis. Dar Jamal joins us. Dar, geopolitically, where do you see this going? It doesn't look like Israel is de-escalating. It looks like they're ramping up, calling in their reserves, saying they may have a full-scale invasion. We've had saber-rattling by top neocons to attack Syria. They're now trying to blame Iran. Israel floated the propaganda last week that they thought that Hezbollah and that the government of Lebanon were trying to ship the Israelis, now the three captured Israelis, out to Iran, just like they said a few months ago that Iran was going to put yellow stars on Jews. Turned out it was totally made up. So it clearly this looks like they're trying to escalate towards a full-scale theater war. Now the FBI is saying Hezbollah and Hamas may bomb sites in the U.S. Clearly that could be our own government then trying to blame that on foreign countries as a type of Gulf of Tonkin of self-inflicted wound. We could see this escalate into World War III very quickly. Newt Gingrich and Crystal and others are calling this World War III. Where do you see this going? Dar Jamal from the border there in Syria where the bombs are dropping.
Well, you're exactly right, Alex. I think that's the worrisome thing, that this is going to spread to Syria and Iran. And I think really the broader plan for the neocons is for it to do exactly that. I think by them attacking Hezbollah and now Lebanon and totally destabilizing the entire region, now they are trying to make these direct linkages exactly as you say, with Iran. They want to join them into one entity, to blame one is to blame all of them, drag them into this, and therefore legitimize an open, broad strike against Syria and especially against Iran. And that's exactly what we see members of the Israeli government doing, whether they're military officials or political officials, are saying, consistently drawing links. This is about Iran. This is about Syria. This is terrorism. This is Hezbollah. And basically saying that repeatedly ad nauseum until it all runs together. It's total brainwashing. It's total propaganda, because really what this is about is Hezbollah defending itself now against this horrific assault. I really want to underscore the fact that what we're seeing here, and it's being broadcast 24/7 on Al Jazeera, of just utter total destruction of Lebanon. They have turned southern Beirut and much of the south of Lebanon into the moon. I mean, you look at this footage, it's just entire blocks of city are literally bombed and smoldering on the ground, just huge piles of rubble where buildings used to be. There's over 500,000 people now displaced within Lebanon. Over 140,000 of those have fled over here to Syria. It's a total catastrophe at the hands of this Israeli aggression. And of course, completely supported by the U.S. government, Rumsfeld, Connolly's life. And what we're seeing over here is really a very different story, because the Arab media is looking at Hezbollah as having, of course, a right to defend itself, just like Israel is saying over and over that it has a right to defend itself. But the reality over here is that Hezbollah enjoys a very broad support throughout their world, simply because they're standing up to this U.S./Israel aggression.
Well, it is American-made bombs predominantly that are dropping. Talk about some of the munitions that are pounding some of these cities and towns, and describe the type of targets that are being hit that is being filtered out by our media.
Well, they're using primarily underground bombs in urban city centers, which is, of course, a war crime because it's indiscriminate, because so many civilians are being killed. Approximately 4% of all the dead in Lebanon are actually fighters. All of the other 96% are civilians. They are using F-16 fighter jets primarily. They're using Apache attack helicopters given to them by the U.S. They're using Tomahawk missiles. Another massive order with at least 15,000 troops to push into southern Lebanon. They are using M1 Abrams tanks, Humvees, and Jeeps. There also have been reports, I should add, of white phosphorus being used already in southern Lebanon. So far, we don't have reports on chemical weapons. That white phosphorus has certainly been used along with all the other bombs. And the targets that they're hitting are primarily, it's the most blatant act of collective punishment I've ever seen in my life, even surpassing what I saw in Fallujah, where they're attacking civilian homes, civilian neighborhoods. They rocketed grain silos up in Tripoli. I guess they felt threatened of being attacked by some terrorist grain up in Tripoli. They've knocked out the airport, the main airport in Beirut. They've knocked out most of the ports. They have warships off the coast. They're pounding different parts of Lebanon, not letting anyone in or out without their permission. And they continue to attack things like telephone exchanges. They bombed hospitals. Al Jazeera reported a couple of days ago. They even attacked a convoy of ambulances from other countries that collected aid and tried to bring it into people suffering in Lebanon. They're attacking civilian cars. They've bombed refugee camps. The list goes on, Alex. It's an absolute atrocity.
Wayne Madison, who we found to be extremely credible in the past, of course worked for the NSA, has photos, mainstream photos, of Israelis with huge chemical weapon pods or that are filled with some type of chemical agent. And the Wayne Madison report that the Israeli military was using poison gas on villages in South Lebanon, according to a former U.S. weapons expert who served in Iraq, the artillery shell in the photo taken in Lebanon below is a chemical weapon delivery device that is being handled by an Israeli Defense Force soldier in Hebrew lettering can be clearly seen on the armored vehicle. Another chemical weapon shell of the same type can be seen lying on the ground to his right. It is not known what type of chemical is in the chemical canister, but it clearly is that. However, gas dropped by the Israelis in villages in South Lebanon has resulted in severe vomiting among the civilian population. Media commentators have scoffed at Israel, which is relatively unique history, would ever use chemical weapons or poison gas in any war. It is precisely because of that perception that they are using such weapons. The deniability factor prevents the media from taking seriously the credibility reports of banned weapons being used by Israelis. And it shows a Jane's Weapons Quarterly diagram of the exact type of chemical weapons munition rocket delivery system. Israel using chemical delivery weapons in Lebanon. Fuse and chemical canister can be easily seen in photo of an Israeli Defense Force personnel in Lebanon. Drawing on chemical weapons is from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons. Comments, Dar?
Well, that really is not going to surprise me at all once we start hearing more reports like this, because I think they pulled out all the stops. There, we have officials in the Israeli military and government saying, this is the beginning of the end. I mean, and I'm quoting, they are saying, this is the beginning of the end. This is their go time. They are going to use this opportunity to pull out all the stops and use everything at their disposal to try to take Hezbollah out of the picture and draw Iran and Syria into this conflict. So it's not surprising. I would be absolutely shocked if they don't end up using chemical weapons in southern Lebanon, if they haven't already, which they may well have. The problem with southern Lebanon now is it has been pounded so much, all of the roads between southern Lebanon and Beirut are cut, short of little farm roads, which people are using to try to escape the massacre. And so, that area, it's very, very difficult to get. So those types of weapons may well already been used. And the problem here is Israel is a rogue state. They are launching aggression as they have in the occupied Palestinian territories for decades.
Dar,
they've been launching these really unbridled aggressions.
Dar, are you worried that Israel or our own government could stage some type of terror attack here in the U.S. or another Western area is a provocation to radically expand? That's number one. Then number two, we know a large part of Bush's administration and Fox News and other key neocon arms are dual citizenship, really Israeli Mossad agents. Should the American people be worried about having a foreign government attempting to take control of our government?
Well, it's certainly would just be speculation on my part, but that said, I couldn't imagine a scenario that would play better into their hands than an attack in the United States and then blaming Hamas or Hezbollah and therefore linking it directly to Iran. And they need to launch a full-scale bombardment of Iran. And you are really looking at a very real possibility of World War III, because to attack Iran is to immediately draw Russia and China into the engagement, who have already said very clearly they do not want Iran to be touched.
Dar, what about the second question about these dual loyalty open Israeli government officials basically in our government?
Going on as the case for decades, if not even longer. longer. We've had gross instances of Israeli spies, people like...
Dar, I'm going to have to stop you. I need you to repeat what you were saying. Your phone's really starting to break up. Answer that question again, please.
Yeah, it's very clear that these linkages, that these people wearing both hats in the United States government, being members of Mossad, passing on information, spies, this has been going on for decades. And now I think we're looking at the apex of that campaign where we have a government now in the Islamic groups and basically acting in 100% concert with the Israeli government, supporting them unconditionally, not calling for calls for a ceasefire of this catastrophe. So this is very, very clear this is going on, and it's very well documented as well.
If we have entire areas of cities leveled, we could see thousands and thousands dead, not 500, 600.
That's correct. I think that when we look at the scale of the destruction, these preliminary numbers, it's similar to what happened in Fallujah. I want to cite an example where the initial numbers coming out were in the hundreds. The bodies continue to be pulled from underneath buildings, clean up the wreckage, and find scores and scores more bodies that we didn't come to the point today where it's estimated 5,000 people were killed in that siege. So we may very well find the same thing. And of course, Beirut being so much bigger and the area of southern Lebanon being so much bigger than Fallujah, 350, I think, is going to be a number. We're wishing that it was only that number died. I think that before this is all said and done, we'll certainly be talking about
Dar Jamal, in closing here in the last few minutes we've got left with you, and your phone's getting worse and worse. In closing, how do you see this playing out in the next 2 weeks, the next month? How do you see this unfolding?
Well, absolutely. I would be shocked if the Israeli aggression against Lebanon didn't continue to increase as ground troops roll in and the combat sorties continue to be flown for at least the next 10 days to 2 weeks. But I fear that in the next few months that it's only a matter of time before Syria and Iran get pulled into this, because that's what the Israeli government and that's what the U.S. government want to see happen.
Dar, isn't this invasion of southern Lebanon, which has already happened now, tens of thousands of troops now there in southern Lebanon, Israeli forces, isn't this really the road to Damascus? Because if they want to invade Damascus, they've got to secure their northern flank in preparation so Hezbollah cannot attack.
I think that's really what they want to do. I think they really do want to pull Damascus into this, and the best way to do that is by invading southern Lebanon, because that's what pulled Damascus into Lebanon back in the 80s.
So they're securing their flank right now?
very much. So, yes, and the Syrian military is on high alert. They do not want the Israelis to push into southern Lebanon. That's going to take this whole situation to another frightening level.
Now, I would like to,
it's going to be very hard for Syria to stay out of this conflict.
I would like to point out that Syria has been groveling and licking Israel's boots. I follow their diplomacy, folks. It's sad to see them grovel. But, you know, it's 800-pound gorilla on their back. Then Iran's tried to write letters. They've tried to have some detente, though I know they've had some CIA connections and some staged events in the past. So really, a lot of countries have been trying to roll over. Number one, do you agree with that? Number two, does it look like that Israel just doesn't care what they do? They're going to escalate this?
Well, I think what has to be taken into account that Syria is a very weak military and will try to avoid a conflict with Israel, a very powerful military, very powerful nuclear power, the only nuclear power here in the Middle East. And, of course, we see the lunatics running that country who would absolutely not hesitate to use nuclear weapons. So for those reasons, I think Syria and Iran are trying to stay out of this, basically for their own survivability. But I think that the Israelis do want to push it to that level with the full backing of the United States government. And I think that we're looking at something that, if this continues to progress and nothing changes in the coming months, we are looking at sort of an end-time scenario over here, because the use of nuclear weapons is always very much a possibility when you have a rogue state like Israel.
And there's all these good old boys that go turn it into a parking lot who are just totally mindless. You know, I know a lot of Lebanese people, very intelligent, very informed, very sophisticated. They're not stupid. They know we're puppets of the New World Order now here in the U.S. They know what's unfolding, and they're so sad about all of this. The image of the turban psychopath foaming at the mouth is really a stereotype. But I do hear the neocons calling in talk radio. They are the stereotype. They can't find Iraq or Damascus or Lebanon or Beirut on a map. They know nothing about history, but they've got all their mindless opinions, Dar.
Yeah, and that's due primarily to the corporate media in the U.S., which is basically the same as comparable to state media, in my opinion. There's this, you know, most people are so uninformed about how complex this situation is, exactly as you described the Lebanese people. People here in Syria and Iraq are very attuned into what's going on, very concerned about it. Meanwhile, you have the mindless support back there in the U.S., similar to the mindless support now that we see in Israel, where so many people there more and more are supporting the government out of total fear. They're buying all the propaganda, and that's of course, contributing greatly to this crisis.
Do you think this is going to help Bush with the midterm elections for Congress? Do you think it's going to help Olmert cover up the scandals on bribery and sex that he's got in Israel?
Well, without a doubt, we've got a government there that is as corrupt as what would be happening in the United States, where individuals are profiting from the blood, you know, the weapons manufacturers' company, the corrupt politicians. All of this type of thing is, of course, as rampant in the Israeli administration as it is in our own.
Dar Jamal, I really appreciate you joining us, and I'll pray for you. I hope you're safe over there, right there on the border where the bombs are dropping. And I hope that we can get you on next week. How long will you be in Lebanon? How long will you be in Syria?
Well, I am going to be going into Lebanon quite soon, so hopefully next time we talk, it'll be from there.
You know my showtime hours. Anytime you want to call in, you've got preference, so just call us with any reports you've got. God bless you.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
An amazing interview with Dar Jamal. From just a few miles from the border where bombs are dropping right now. Thousands and thousands of Saudis by F-16s and F-15s dropping 500 and 1,000-pound bombs right on top of apartment buildings. When you hear 400 dead, now news is saying maybe more, that is nothing. In a month from now, and nobody's paying attention, it'll be 10,000 were killed. And 50 Israelis died, and 10,000 of the evil devil Arabs. Curse them once, curse them twice, curse them thrice. And then this will further radicalize the Arabs. Can you imagine being Iran, where our government openly with the British overthrew their government by carrying out terror attacks and blaming it on their leader? Who was pro-America, by the way, and wore a suit and tie? And was Western-schooled? Pro-U.S., anti-communist. Can you imagine if a government had come to the U.S., overthrown our government, put a dictatorship in that arrested your mama and your daddy and tortured them to death, and then you'd gotten back control of your country, how much would you hate us? But see, the average idiot driving along in their car out there that, turn them into a parking lot, they don't know Bush is for open borders. They don't know Bush is anti-gun. They don't know Bush is a blackmailed puppet of the New World Order. They don't know that there's an American Union openly being set up, the end of our country. They don't know that our corporations are so evil that they killed hundreds of thousands of hemophiliacs in this country alone, knowingly allowing AIDS virus in their drugs. Oh, it's mainstream news, but back of the paper, reported once or twice there. I mean, have the Muslims killed hundreds of thousands of us? Oh, no, but that's our companies. The media hasn't scared us with reports on them. Does Hezbollah put mercury in your vaccines? Oh, no, they won't let the UN in there, and they won't take vaccines over there because they don't trust them, because they're not stupid, naive idiots brainwashed on television for 50-plus years. I'm not saying the Muslims are perfect. Some countries are free. Some are evil. Some are very corrupt. There's nutty sex over there. Who'll kill you for a piece of bubble gum. But compared to the Joe Sixpack, Mr. Tough Guy football sticker, blow and kill all them kids up with nukes. Nukes. Don't even know how a nuclear weapon operates, you stupid twits. You don't even know how it's designed, what would happen. You're just fools. I like DU. It's good for you. I'm glad lung cancer's up sixfold in the last 10 years in the U.S. from it. I want to die of lung cancer. You're fools. We have a global government run by global international bankers destroying the U.S. right now, and the very same people doing that are trying to bring in war in the Middle East. Israel is being used as a set piece to expand the widening war over there, which I know you'll cheerlead. We'll get hit by some terrorist attacks. It'll be government stage guaranteed. Then we'll have a national draft, and you'll be like, arrest the traitors, arrest Alex Jones. He's the type of person that kept us from defending ourselves, and then we got hit by an A-bomb that the Arabs had. The Arabs. I've heard them call that. It's between Arab and Iranian. Of course, Iranians aren't Arabs, but Arabs. We gotta get rid of free speech and have secret police everywhere because America got hit. We gotta go over there and get them before they get us. Well, maybe if for 200 years the Western world hadn't been running around slaughtering and stealing and killing Arabs, they wouldn't hate us. And by the way, I know a lot of Arabs that most of them don't hate us. They know we're a bunch of idiots. Get my new film, Terror Storm, and learn the truth. Learn the truth about who's behind the terrorism. It's unbelievable. Available at InfoWars.com or watch it right now on PrisonPlanet.tv. Get your hard copies at InfoWars.com or call toll free to get them. 1-888-253-3139. Do not wait. My new film is out. It is unbelievably good. It is powerful. It's up to you now. We've given you the ball. Run with it. Third hour coming up. Your calls. Tons of news. Stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.